3 o'clock, Rob. By the way, I mentioned earlier today, John, that I am I've got one of Fredo's toys, and I am pitching to I've got on my wall there a tape of a strike zone, and I'm throwing strikes all day long. I put it in the Mafia. I put it on Twitter. Take a look and see what you think of my windup. It's not exactly Craig Kimbrell, but it's a legitimate, credible pitch.
Okay, I'll try and get. I still need you to show me how to get into the Mafia.
Yeah, we'll work on that.
Oh wait, I got it.
I got it next week.
Okay, yeah. Here you are.
There's the windup.
Oh wait a minute. No, this is some, why are you tied to an Adam Levine thread? I don't. Yeah, I have no.
We even talked about the Adam Levine.
Yeah,
thing.
I haven't. I can't even figure out how this stupid.
Yeah, I'll show you next week. Don't worry.
Good.
Don't worry. Hey, the other thing I wanted to throw out there just as a nugget, Bojan Bogdanovic got traded to
Detroit I saw that.
Today for Kelly Olynyk and no draft picks. Now the Lakers were in conversation with Utah at some point about maybe Bojan Bogdanovic plus Mike Conley for Russell Westbrook. That apparently dead. And then I got this nugget from Trevor Lane. This is from Inside the Mafia. The Lakers are apparently looking for a home run move. That would not have been Bojan Bogdanovic and Mike Conley.
Well, what would Buddy Hield and Miles Turner be a home run move?
I don't know. What do you think?
I think it'd make them better.
To me, the idea is to make them better.
Because
if you have a better roster with a and it's all about health, with a healthy LeBron and a healthy AD, a better supporting cast makes a difference. Now, I don't know what that home run move is. At the trade deadline, is it possible that there's going to be a destination for Russell Westbrook?
Maybe. But I've kind of resigned myself to the fact that Russ is going to start camp with the Lakers, haven't you?
Yeah, I do. I do, too.
And I know you go back and forth on that.
I don't think he's going to play a lot. I think that we're going to see a lot of Schroeder. I think we're going to see a lot of Pat Bev. And ultimately, I think we're going to see a lot less of Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we got to wait and see how the games play out. October 3rd is the first preseason game.
Right.
I think they're going to give Russ a chance to see if he'll play defense and play the way Darvin Ham wants to, and then we go from there.
Right.
I think that's
right.
What we happen.
All right. So, Tony Dungy, you sent this over this morning, says that potential young coaches like his son are moving away from football because young black men don't see a future in coaching. Do you have that, John?
Yeah. This is interesting. You know, we always hear, well, who's – 80% of the NFL is black.
Yes.
Yet there aren't a lot of black head coaches. I think there are two or three. I know there's Mike Tomlin, and I'd have to go back and kind of go back.
Robert Saleh's Lebanese.
Yeah, right. But Tony says that the end result of that is going to be that a lot of these young coaches that are coming up the chain are going to bail out. Here's Tony.
My son grew up in football and has a great football mind, loved the game. Played at University of Oregon, played in this high-octane, fast-paced offense that everybody's looking for now. Played for Chip Kelly. Chip tried to hire him at Philadelphia. And he said, no, I don't think coaching is for me. And he went into real estate. But part of it is the frustration he saw of other young African-American coaches. He said, I can go into real estate, and if I put the right amount of work in, and I put my time in, and I do a great job, I'll get rewarded. I don't know if that's going to happen to me in the NFL. And that's sad. That hurt me because he's looking at it through the eyes of somebody who watched. We may be losing out on talent that we don't even know about.
I think he makes an excellent point that if young black guys who are interested in football, and obviously he comes from a father that won the Super Bowl, so he's got the lineage, if they're not even willing to enter the pool, so to speak. Like, if they, it just seems.
Well, there's no upside. In other words, he's saying there's no upside.
Right, and can you blame him?
If you're a young black coach and you want an opportunity to be a head coach, it's just a harder way to go. I mean, black coaches get overlooked all the time when it comes to these positions. So I understand what he's saying.
Yeah, and it unless the NFL gets proactive about this. And identifies
well,
young.
Well, they've tried. I mean, God.
Right. But unless they do better, I don't blame anybody like Tony Dungy's son who says, you know what, I'm better off going somewhere else. If I work really hard, I'll move up faster.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem to be an issue in the NBA.
No, not at all.
The NBA, if you're working your way up the ladder and you're good at what you're doing, you can be a head coach one day.
Sure.
It's not so much in the NFL.
It's not in the NFL. Steven in the Mason and Ireland Mafia tweets this. Ireland has been so horny ever since he came back from Idaho in the Baywatch channel.
No, the Baywatch channel is just, it's not untrue.
You're rambling on about it. Well, you know everything about Baywatch.
Well, the Baywatch channel is, I just put it on and see if you can turn it off.
Sure.
Okay? You might be able to.
I can turn it off.
Hey, by the way, okay, I'm going to take a weird left turn here.
All right.
We started the show by talking about Ime Udoka and how we need more facts.
Is there an update?
No, but somebody asked me something today that I couldn't answer.
Okay.
And I'm curious if you can or if, you know. So here's what we know so far. And I think it's pretty clear that we don't have all the facts. If they're talking about suspending him for a year.
Yep.
There has to be more to the story than a consensual relationship with a staffer.
Agreed.
Which is all we know. If, and Ime Udoka is not married. He does have a longtime girlfriend in Nia Long, and they have a child together. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about the staffer. Would it make a difference if the staffer was a man?
That is a weird question. No, if it's a position of power. If it, you know, the power dynamic is the thing that they're looking at.
Right.
So it doesn't matter to
we
me.
We think that's what they're looking at.
Yeah.
Now, we don't know. Apparently, this staffer, well, not there aren't too many people that are at the level of or above head coach. So it makes me think, and again, we are left to speculate because we know so little. But if they're talking about, and by the way, a couple of people have posted today that he has, that he's not going to resign.
Well, why would he resign? Then he gives up the check, doesn't he?
Right.
Or do you give up the check when you're suspended?
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. But it does lend itself to, if it's consensual, and we talked about this at the start of the show, on both sides, and nobody complained, then I can't imagine that's grounds for suspension. I mean, people sleep together in office settings in almost any job, any office in America. I think somebody had to have filed a complaint.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, then it gets tricky.
Yeah.
But even like you've been a manager before.
I have been.
Maybe not in a place that had a code of conduct. But if you found out that two people were having a consensual affair, is that grounds for suspension?
You know, here's the thing. I personally, and I was in a position, I made my way to vice president of programming for a small station group back east.
Okay. So that in that scenario, there are very few people above you at that level.
Correct, just one guy. So in that scenario, I would never, but I did. I was dating my partner on the morning show, Mason and Diane. I was dating Diane the entire time that we were doing the show together, so I guess I was violating something, right?
Right. But again, unless you did something like limited Diane's opportunities or
correct.
Treated her differently because you had a personal relationship, then she files a complaint, then I understand you have an issue.
Yeah.
But so far, what has been reported is that he's had a consensual affair, which indicates that both people were willing. And if that's the case, I don't think he should be suspended at all.
Yeah, inappropriate. The word you're dropping is the inappropriate.
Right, but we don't know what made it inappropriate.
And ultimately, that's the question, right?
Right.
Ultimately, that's the question.
And then we played this earlier, but Stephen A. Smith thinks there's a racial element to this. Here's Stephen A.
Ain't that being done to a brother? Because I got news for you, America. There's plenty of white folks in professional sports that's doing their thing. And I say that not complimentary. I don't see the information out about them. Why are we talking about this now? We got to talk about it because it's the news. Ain't none of our damn business unless you fire him. But if you keep him, it's none of our business. Mm-hmm. It should have never been put out there by the Celtics organization. And don't tell me you didn't do it because you absolutely did it because news reporters got it. So it emanated out of Boston. Somebody ain't in L.A. or Utah or something leaking this stuff about the Boston Celtics.
Right.
This is on y'all. You shouldn't have been out here. That's what I have to say.
I kind of agree with him with that it shouldn't have been out. You know, obviously, if you suspend him or you fire him, you got
to
tell
going to come out.
You got to tell people why. So maybe that's why they softened the ground and leaked it. But I just think that if this has gone on at every team I've ever worked with or for, and nobody made a big deal about it then. And I'll be curious when all the facts come out why they're making a big deal about it now.
So I got a DM from The Chef and The Ref. He says, you have to understand Stephen A's point. Robert Sarver with the Suns, it took decades acting that way and a year of investigation without anybody hearing anything. Celtics coach has an affair, not harming anyone, but it's a personal relationship, hits the news in 24 hours. Yeah, it is true that Sarver, well, there's just different rules for an owner versus a head coach. Owners get away with most everything. Sarver didn't get away with the hostile workplace that he created or using the N-word or any of that stuff. I think this is one of those ones where we have, I mean, in my head has run away and tried to figure out what it could be. And I don't want to recklessly speculate on what the rest of the facts may be. We have to wait for those to come out. But there are certain scenarios where how did they describe it? An inappropriate
consensual relationship.
Relationship. Yeah. The key word is inappropriate, and we just don't know what that is.
Right. So Howard Bryant, who is a reporter and a columnist for ESPN.
Yes.
Just tweeted this. So the Celtics really just hung its organization out for an entire business day with no comment?
Hmm.
I kind of agree with them. It's the old thing that if you don't tell your story, people will tell it for you. I mean, when this broke last night that they were kind of, I mean, they should have been a decision and come out and said today, okay, here's what's happening. Because if not, now we're all just left to guess. And it's not fair to Udoka. And it makes the organization look like they're a clown car. And I wonder why they did nothing today. And it'll be curious to see if something breaks tonight.
Yeah, no, it'll be interesting. Yeah, I'm sure there's investigation, all that. So I bet we'll have more information tomorrow. I think we will. All right, coming up next, movie in theaters today. I'm curious if anybody is interested in it. Plus, Ben Simmons explains a little bit on J.J. Redick's podcast, What Went Wrong in Philly. We'll do that coming up too. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hey, by the way, the Rams have signed a third running back, Malcolm Brown, who is a Ram for six, seven years, is coming back. He'll be that third running back now along with Cam Akers and Darrell Henderson. So keep an eye on that. Just signed by the Rams. By the way, Rams -3.5 at the Cardinals. I love the Rams in this game. I was at that Rams-Cardinals playoff game last year. There couldn't be a more dead team than Arizona was that day.
Well, remember earlier in the year, though, Arizona boat raced the Rams at
SoFi.
Yeah,
Arizona was on a roll, yeah.
And the game where the Rams won in Arizona was close. The Rams pulled it out in the end. But
the playoff game was a joke.
Yeah, I think this game's going to be close.
I think the Rams are due for a blowout.
Well, on the road?
Yeah, blowout on the road. They've had the Cardinals' number. I think they win, and I think they sort of come out of this beginning of the season funk that they've been in. Because they just haven't looked good. Matthew Stafford, 5 interceptions. The defense hasn't been getting to quarterbacks. I think they only had 2 sacks in the game against Atlanta. The defense collapsed in the second half. Terrible mistakes and turnovers and a very uncharacteristic Cooper Kupp fumble in that game. All that stuff combined to make that a really close game. But I think the Rams are due for a comfortable win. Meanwhile, I love the Raiders at Tennessee. Raiders are only 2.5-point favorites. I think Raiders win that game big. Tennessee's awful.
Tennessee is awful and they look broken. And I think if you go to 0-3, 0-2 this year, normally 0-2 knocks you out.
Yep.
But there's so many 1-1 teams. I don't think 0-2 is a death sentence. I think 0-3 is pretty close.
Yeah. Hey, what do you think? Now that Sliwa says he's a Raider fan, John.
Yeah.
He, on his picks against the spread this week with Travis and Emily, he chose Tennessee to cover.
What?
The Raiders are favored in that game by 2.5.
What kind of Raiders fan is Sliwa?
Is that now reason to kick him out of the nation?
No. Raiders.
You'll take anybody.
Yeah, we will take anybody.
Take hobos.
We are the
no,
Greg. We are the
ride or die.
No, we are the island of misfit toys. We will take anybody.
There's no bigger misfit than Alan Sliwa.
Yeah, so we will take Slee and anyone else. And at the end of the year, after the NFL does their investigation and runs our record to 17-0, we will be in our rightful place in the Super Bowl.
Absolutely. He should not be allowed to be a part of it after picking against
them. Give him a break.
Okay, so Jorge, you don't want this on the air, but Jorge has developed an impression of Alan Sliwa.
Okay.
Jorge?
Hey, Mace. Hey, Mace. Remember when he was making fun of you? Hey, Mace, dude.
That's great.
You know, somebody just pointed out to me, and let me give a little credit. Peter Freistack, thank you, Peter, for listening. Yankees Red Sox are on Channel 11 at 4 o'clock today.
Oh, wow. So we
if you
want to
watch
see it
Judge.
Live.
Yeah. So Fox is nationally televising the Yankees Red Sox game so you can see Judge.
Oh, that's now it's the Pirates tonight and then the Red Sox tomorrow?
No, it's Red Sox tonight.
Red Sox tonight. Oh,
yeah.
That's good.
Hey,
by the way,
you guys made fun of me for so long about this whole thing about Aaron Judge. I'm like, oh, there's no way they're going to do anything extra for Aaron Judge. There's no way they're going to cut into things or play him nationally just because it's Aaron Judge hitting a home run. 61st
home run.
Who
said that?
You guys made fun of me for days
for it. I have no recollection of this.
I think you're making that up.
No.
Yeah,
I
think you're making
Travis.
It up.
But what's interesting is I would assume I would have the opposite position, that everything in New York gets covered too much. But
that was my whole point.
When you say that we all made fun of you, that sounds like something we would do pretty much regularly. So it's possible.
Yeah.
But
it was
Bergman,
with Travis. You laughed at me. You said that's idiotic. You Mason, said that's idiotic. You don't actually believe
that. Well,
that
sounds like something
right
we would say.
It.
Yeah, exactly.
And now he's everywhere.
Yeah, here's the thing. You cannot hold us responsible for things that we said a long time ago.
It's proven by the fact that you lost all of our bets in your computer.
Don't try and deflect. Stop deflecting.
It was like 50 shows ago that I said that. I barely remember yesterday. I couldn't pass a pop quiz about yesterday's show.
Plus, you go on every show, you forget what you say on every other show. So
exactly.
Who knows?
Exactly.
Ridiculous.
All right, I want to do a test, Ireland. I have got a list of all of the Hallmark Christmas movies.
The one that Bergman gave or
the
different one
that Bergman gave. I've got the whole list, and I just want to do titles. So
right.
I want you to give me a 1 to 10 score.
Okay.
Based on title.
Yep. Okay? Got it. Yeah.
Ghosts of Christmas Always.
Oh, that's a 10.
That's a 10.
Oh yeah.
A Magical Christmas Village.
Oh, 10.
Oh my God. Are you serious?
It's a magical village. If it was just a Christmas village, I would have given it a 9. But it's
Christmas,
a magical Christmas village.
A Christmas cookie catastrophe.
Well, if it just would have been a Christmas cookie, that's a 9. But the catastrophe makes it a 10.
Nice. Christmas at the Golden Dragon, apparently a Chinese restaurant for Christmas.
Hey, anybody who doesn't like Chinese food's missing out, man. That's a 10.
It's Christmas night is a big night for Chinese restaurants.
Hell yeah.
All right. One more. Let's go with this one. The Holiday Sitter.
Ooh, that has potential.
I knew you'd like that.
Yeah, that's a 10. That's a clean sweep. 50. 5 for 50. 5. 10 tens. I'll watch them all.
You ever wonder who watches Hallmark Christmas movies? It's your mom and John Ireland.
And Michael Thompson.
And Michael Thompson.
Hell yeah.
That's right. There's such a golly gee quality to it.
Exactly.
All.
There's never a bad ending to a Hallmark movie. Matter of fact, I can summarize any Hallmark movie like this. Extremely attractive person in the beginning of the movie, normally female, has something bad happen to him. Boyfriend breaks up with him. Boyfriend cheats. They get fired. They don't get a promotion, something like that. They become despondent.
Yes.
They normally go to a small Vermont and or New Hampshire town, which is really Canada. Mm-hmm. And
they shoot them all in Canada.
And they run into a guy they used to date who is way better looking than the guy who broke up with them at the beginning of the movie. Then it looks like they're going to live happily ever after, and with about 20 minutes to go, there's a conflict or a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Like they can't be together or something goes wrong. And then in the final 2 minutes, love conquers all. They get around the crisis and they live happily ever after. This all happens without them ever sleeping together. And they decide to live happily ever after just by kissing. That's a Hallmark movie.
That's a Hallmark.
There you go.
Oh, God, I cannot wait. Now I don't need to listen. Now I don't even need to watch one.
You know, and here's Momo. I keep forgetting it's broken, Jorge, that Momo wanted to do a review.
Jorge, I dropped a deuce.
Yeah, there's Momo's review. Hey, will you fix my dropped a deuce on my screen tomorrow? Thank you.
Yes. All right. Coming up next for you, let's do Brad Pitt named the two best-looking actors in Hollywood, past and present.
Wait. He's not one of them?
He's not included himself.
Okay.
Plus, the movie that's in theaters today, I've been teasing this,
yeah.
That I'm curious if anybody wants to see.
Also, is it a Hallmark movie? Because I'll go.
Yeah, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
So Ireland parent company Disney Fox has got a movie coming out today. They are re-releasing James Cameron's Avatar. Now, there's apparently applause. Someone is thrilled with this. Ireland, did you ever see Avatar?
No.
You just don't like that stuff?
Not my thing normally, but I...
But why'd you go Game of Thrones and not something like Avatar?
Because you and Trudell,
yeah.
Basically forced me to watch Game of Thrones. You said, just trust us, you'll like it. And I did. Do you think I would like Avatar?
Avatar is pretty spectacular. I mean,
it's long, right?
The sequel's coming out. I think it's 2.5 hours. The sequel's coming out in a couple of months. It's called The Way of Water. And Bergman, did you see Avatar?
I did see it. Yeah, I've seen it a couple of times. It's fine.
I emceed a charity event one night, and the guest of honor was Zoe Saldana.
Oh, yeah. She's,
who's in Avatar, and she could not have been. She's really pretty. And
she's also in... Bergman and Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
Yeah,
she's
and I met her and I met her husband, and they were both super cool. And I was tempted to watch it after that, but I just never got around to it.
So apparently Cameron, they're re-releasing the movie in theaters today. The idea
James
is,
okay, Cameron, the director.
James Cameron. Yeah. See the movie so that you're ready for the sequel. And he originally wasn't sure if the sequel was going to work because it's been what is it? How long has it been? 12 years, I think, since the
Yeah, it's always risky
Avatar.
If you wait that long. Like, I read, Bergman, you sent me a note the other day that there's going to be a Beverly Hills Cop 4.
Four, yes.
I loved the first two Beverly Hills Cops. The three was kind of not great. And I'm not sure I'm down for four.
But Top Gun Maverick was great.
Yep.
It was.
But that was in essence two.
Yeah, that was Top Gun.
So if you study movies that, okay, so I'll give you a few examples. Like Major League.
Yes.
First one, really good. Mm-hmm. Second one, pretty good.
Yeah.
Third one, crap.
Disaster.
Okay. Godfather. First one, great.
Yep.
Second one, equally great. Third one, good, but still, less than.
By the way, underrated. People think
I agree.
Godfather 3. Godfather 3 is very watchable.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? By the time you go to the well three times, the one sequel that comes to mind, well, a couple of sequels that come to mind of they just never get old. Mm-hmm. All four Lethal Weapons are good. Have you seen all four Lethal Weapons?
I don't
weapons?
Know if I've seen four or three. Yeah, I mean, I know the Lethal Weapon movies. The first one was fantastic.
Yeah,
sure
the second one
too,
is the one with that it's about South Africa and Krugerrands. And,
oh, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, that one was really good. I'm trying to remember what three was. Four was when they brought Jet Li into it.
Oh, yeah.
And that
yeah.
was really good. But I think three was good, too. Fast and the Furious, all of them good.
Except for three.
No, Tokyo Drift, it's great.
Tokyo Drift sucks.
Great.
It sucks.
Awful.
Oh, what do you mean it sucks? Jorge, come on.
Jorge, you with me?
Tokyo
Drift. Don't you drift?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I mean, you're
the only thing that's weird about Tokyo Drift is that they killed the one dude off and then brought him back in the next
exactly.
movie without really saying anything.
So back to James Cameron. He says he didn't know if it was going to work, The Way of Water, which is the sequel. It's
yeah.
The original's coming out today. He says he was nervous.
The
right
Way
until,
of Water reminds me of Shape of Water, which is 3 hours I'll never get back. But
yeah.
Go ahead.
He says right until we dropped the teaser trailer and we got 148 million views in 24 hours.
That's when he knew.
That's when he knew, oh, yeah, people are still going to come see an Avatar. 148 million views in 24 hours
on
the trailer.
I'm trying to think of an example. I guess Maverick would be the best one, Top Gun Maverick, of a movie, and then you wait years.
Yes.
And you do a second one, and the second one's good. Because, like, your favorite movie is Chinatown.
Yes.
When they did The Two Jakes, it really wasn't great.
It was not great at all.
But it was all the same people. That's what this feels like. It feels so like Beverly Hills Cop, F4, and Avatar. You know, it's just been a long time between drinks, don't you think?
Yeah, it has been. It has been. But 148 million views. Somebody's interested. All right, real quick, I want to get to this last thing, and then we'll get to Game of Games. Brad Pitt was asked who the most handsome people in the movie business are. Actors, okay?
Now, is this current or...
One is a current actor, and one is an old-timey actor. So one is alive, one is dead. So one is, like, historically great-looking guy, and then the other one is best-looking actor today.
You and I
just did a best-looking between us, and I think you cooked the vote.
I didn't cook the voting. It was your people, and they voted against you. Your own
cooker.
Twitter followers voted for me.
Cooking the whip.
Yeah, I mean, if you can't get a... most handsome with your own Twitter people, you should probably stop asking that. But let me take a shot at, since I don't know this. Okay.
Yes.
Old-timey actor. A dead actor.
Correct. Dead actor, great-looking guy.
So, for me, it's either Clark Gable or Paul Newman.
The answer, according to Pitt, is Paul Newman.
Yeah, he was a great-looking guy.
Great-looking guy, blue eyes. I would suggest that Steve McQueen is also on that Hall of Fame list.
Yeah.
Great-looking
kind
guy.
Kind of rugged.
Bullet is a great movie, yeah.
Now,
all right, today.
The one that's alive.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so wait, this is Brad Pitt, right?
Brad Pitt, right.
So I'm trying to think of people that are – well, he's really good friends with Clooney. But I would lean Denzel.
He leans Clooney.
Yeah, because he's done a lot of movies with him.
Apparently Clooney, when asked this question, always says Pitt. And when Pitt is asked this question, he always says Clooney.
Okay, so do you know, I was, the other day, just coincidentally, I was flipping channels. And do you know the thing about Pitt in Ocean's 11? I don't think it's 12. It's true in 12 and 13.
No, what is it in 11?
Greg, do you know about this?
I don't.
Is yeah, George knows. Yeah. He's always eating.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Go
the
next time.
Thing?
Next time you watch Ocean's 11, pay attention to how many times Brad Pitt is eating. And it was a bit that Soderbergh like challenged him. Mm-hmm. Just say, hey, I want to always have, because people think that you're this like model of fitness. So he's like, he'll be having.
Plus, it's tough to act when you're eating.
Yeah, he'll be having an ice cream cone. He'll be eating chips. He'll be eating hot dogs. He'll be and they never reference it.
Yep.
He's just always eating. So it's kind of fun that once you know that, you go, huh, I never noticed. He eats like 20 times in that movie, which is really good.
I watched an Ocean's Marathon on Paramount TV while I was sick. They run it like once a week, the entire Ocean's. It's 11, 12, and 13, right?
Yeah. And then they came back and did one with women that was like 8 or 9.
8 or 9. Yeah, didn't care for the. I didn't care for that one, but the originals were great. All right, it is game.
Oh,
of games
somebody
time.
Pointed out a good one. Mad Max had a long time between, and when it came back, it was good.
Yeah, I would argue that Mad Max Fury Road is better than any of the Mad Max
movies.
Yeah,
so that's a good example.
It was awesome.
Yeah, thank you, Matthew Pelosi. That was a good one.
All right, coming up next for you is Game of Games. Now I've got money, mythical money. Does it hold that I'm going to win?
No.
Oh, that's
we
right.
Started
no
over. We started over at zero.
Starting over.
Now you can rebet.
000. I will rebet $5,000
okay.
on me winning Game of Games.
More reasonable.
For the month of, what are we, in September. And score right now is Ireland 4, Mason 2, Jacob and Ronnie 2, Bergman 1, Funch 1, Pepe 1, Jorge 1, Momo 1, Andy 1, David Kent 1.
Jacob only has 1.
Oh, he only has 1?
Yeah, you and I both credited him with a victory when he won the other day. So he only has 1. We gave him credit for it. You and I each gave him credit for the same win.
Okay, got it. Right. Got it. All right, so we'll do Game of Games next. I think it is Bergman's game, and then we will do some super crosstalk with Shidano and Cappy, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, it is Game of Games time, and joining us for Game of Games is Cappy.
What's up, Cap? Hey, guys, let me get this in. And Cap, forgive me because this is serious and it's sports, but it's still Mason and Ireland, so we can get it in before you guys have to talk about
it's
it.
Game of Games.
Woj just went on SportsCenter and says that tonight the Celtics are going to announce Ime Udoka suspended for the entire year. So hopefully we'll get more details, but Woj reporting on SportsCenter, he expects that to happen tonight.
Suspended for the year, huh?
Yeah. All right, so Mace, take it away.
All right, Game of Games time. It is Bergman's game today. Cappy is here to play. Bergman, what do we got?
So today is the first day of fall, and so Amanda helped me out, and we made a game of trivia on fall.
On fall.
Okay.
On fall.
Yes. So, and actually, Amanda's here Autumn. With me right now. She is going to expand on some of these.
I'm going to educate you guys.
Okay.
Excellent. Excellent. We need some edumacation.
Yes. All right, so number one, can you keep track for me, please,
yeah,
Ireland?
Yeah, I got it.
Thank you. Number one, this is only true and false.
Got it.
Okay.
Before using the term fall, pioneers would call the time of year crop season, and it wouldn't be changed until years and years later.
Jorge, true or false?
True.
Mace?
I got to say that's true.
I will also say true. Cappy?
I'll go the opposite direction just for the hell of it. False.
Nice job, Cappy. It was called fall. It is false. Okay. It was called harvest. Harvest is the right answer.
There we go. All right.
I knew that.
Not the same thing?
Number
you
two.
Didn't know that, no. Liar.
True. That's true.
Number two. The term fall came from the 1600s, where instead of harvest, they would say fall of the leaf, and then shortened it to fall.
Mace?
I'm going to say that sounds very true.
It's very creative. If it's not, I will also say true. Cap?
I'm going to say true.
Jorge?
Yeah, with the crowd, true.
It is true. Do you have one of these, Amanda? Does it say... going
this
forward.
Is not really one to expand upon.
It's pretty
okay.
straightforward.
Pretty self-explanatory.
I just don't know which ones
all
you
laid
have
out
expansions
there.
On.
Follow the
okay, number three. Research has shown that people born in the fall tend to live shorter lives. They are more likely to live only to their 70s, whereas people in the spring are more likely to live to 100 years old.
This one's me, and I'm going false. I think it's the opposite. Cap.
I'm also going false.
Jorge.
I'm going true.
Mace.
I'm going to take a shot and say true.
It is false. It is the exact opposite. You're right.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right. So right now it is Cap 3,
yeah.
Ireland 2, Mason 1, Jorge 1.
Damn.
All right.
All right.
Number 4.
How many of these you got?
I have 7 okay. and a tiebreaker.
Okay.
Number 4, fall colors depends on how much sugar is in the leaves. True or false?
Cap.
Wait, fall colors depend on how much sugar is in the leaves?
Correct.
False.
Jorge.
False.
Mace.
True.
Ooh, this is my chance to make up on cap.
Sugar, sugar.
I will go, I think it's false. I'll go false.
It is 100% true.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you have something to explain.
All right,
on.
Yes, I'm going to edumacate you guys.
Excellent.
Here.
Edumacate.
Okay, so when you notice leaves that are purple and red, that's caused by the anthocyanins pigment, which is only produced in the fall when sugars are trapped in the leaves.
Good to know.
Interesting. Right, interesting.
So,
okay, good.
So here is the current total. Cap, 3. Everybody else, 2.
Wow.
And this is number 5 or number 6, Greg?
This is number 5.
Okay.
Okay. Bobbing for apples on Halloween is a big fall event. But did you know that it was originally a British courting ritual? True or false?
Jorge.
False.
Mace.
I'm going to say true.
This one's me. I am going to go false. Cap.
False.
It is 100% true.
Yes! Ooh, Mason ties for the lead.
Okay, guys, so this is the way it worked. Males were assigned an apple, and females would bob for them, trying to get the right apple from the man she wanted.
There you go!
If she did, it meant they were destined to be together.
Hey, Amanda, stick your head in this bucket. Pick my apple.
I'll cut that
off. Wow, that is...
Pick my apple.
That sounds kind of degrading for the woman.
Get to bobbing.
Yeah, get your head...
Get to bobbing.
Get to bobbing.
Oh, God, you can't make this stuff up.
That's great.
Get to bobbing. Oh, God, that's too good.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, so this is number 6 coming
number
up great.
Six.
All right, so right
number
now, six. Mace 3, Cappy 3, Jorge and Ireland 2 each.
Hey, Mace. Okay. Hey, Mace.
Hey, Mace.
Number 6.
That's our Sligo impression.
Fall is caused by the earth being further away from the sun. True or false?
So Mace and Cap have to go first because they lead a Cappy.
True.
Mace.
True.
Jorge.
True.
I also think it's true.
It's false.
Ah!
What?
It's the tilt of the earth and not the distance.
God. It's the, oh, the tilt.
That was my
and
chance.
Not the distance. Yes.
That was
son
your chance.
Of a.
This was our sneaky little one.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. That's a good one.
So this is number 7.
Number 7, yes.
Okay. All right,
so according to studies, our sex drive decreases in the fall. It's the season where testosterone levels are lower in men and women.
Mace.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still doing well.
Yeah, I stay warmer.
False.
Yeah, I'll say it's true. I think
okay.
probably it's true.
Cap?
False.
Oh, this is going to decide it.
Yeah, I can't win it, so I'll just go with what I think. I think it's the opposite. I think it's false. Jorge?
False.
It is false, Amanda.
Ah,
yes!
Cap!
Congratulations, yes. Cappy.
Yes. So another reason you may feel the urge to get into a relationship during the fall is because, according to studies, it's the season when testosterone levels in both men and women spike higher.
Yes! So it's going to be a very good few months for us.
Cappy on the board.
Or as,
oh my wow,
or as Amanda would say,
get to bobbing.
Get to bobbing.
Get to bobbing.
Do you want to do
I'm
the
going
tiebreaker?
To, yeah, let's do it just for fun.
Okay, so in the Northern Hemisphere, where we obviously live, how many days on average are there total in the fall? This number does have a decimal, by the way, so it's closest without going over.
Okay, closest without going over. Cap, how many days constitute the fall?
I'm going to say 85.
Mace.
I will say it is 90.
Jorge.
95.
I think it's higher. I think it's 100.
Mason, you were so close. It's 89.8.
Yes.
So Cappy is
yes.
there.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Cap with a
dominant victory.
Sweep.
Yes.
Way to go, Cap.
Dominant victory.
Very
congratulations,
impressive.
Congratulations, man. This Cappy. Is a great moment for you.
Oh, Mace, you have no idea.
Thank you, Amanda.
The feeling right now.
I'm
winning game
for
of
you.
Games.
I mean, it's contagious. I'm thrilled for you.
Seriously. I mean, I'm just here to, like, you know, get everything wrong and then feel
kind
like a failure.
And, yeah, make fun of you and all
right.
that. No,
that was
no,
an excellent
today,
performance
I'm a champion.
By you.
Yes.
By the way, there's a Boss Amanda burner account.
Uh-oh.
that has the least flattering photo of Amanda that
is
exists.
It that one that we
yes.
put?
Yeah, in, I actually yeah. follow this account.
It's the one from the Mandy yes. Award.
Did we ever get to the bottom of who did you dirty in that Mandy
yeah,
Award?
Yeah, it was Tommy.
He just decided to take the... That is, Amanda... I've known you
the
for.
The most
I've known
unflattering
you, yeah.
picture. Most unflattering ever.
Take a worse picture.
It's almost impossible for you to take, but you're a very attractive person. That picture is the worst picture I've ever seen of you.
Oh yeah.
And by the way, just so you know, I tweeted out just the picture in the Mason and Ireland Mafia, so everybody could see what I saw.
It was like she was mad at something.
Well, I think if I remember correctly, they had asked to take photos for. I think it was for the Mandy's. And, you know, I am not a very serious
it
person.
It looks like a mugshot.
And, well,
it does.
I was totally messing around. And
it's like your Nick Nolte moment.
Somehow Carlo captured those photos. So Carlo's also to blame because he actually put them into the computer where Tommy chose that photo.
Okay.
So.
But that's
it
a funny
like
picture.
It looks like you just got out of a really long conference meeting.
Or our old boss, it would you would got out of one of his
PowerPoint presentations, yeah. Exactly.
It kind of looks like bitter beer face, but if you really want to have some fun with that, Amanda, how about using that on all your credentials for everything?
Oh,
that would
great.
Be good.
It's really funny to do that. Like, yeah. When I go to the Super Bowl, I always make sure I have, like, the dumbest face on, you know? And people are like, what's up with your picture? I'm like, I don't know. It's funny, I think. But maybe I'm the only person who does. What do you
no,
think?
I think
would
it's
you like
funny.
To use it?
No.
I'm with you.
I'm with you. I think it would be funny if she
it
used it
funny.
For everything.
Yeah.
So what's happening, Cap? What do you got cooking today?
Well, I am going to be curious to hear if Sedano does want to get down and dirty and serious here today with the stories that are brewing. You know, he went crazy earlier this week. Did you guys hear?
Yeah,
you guys
I don't think you guys are going to touch any of this serious stuff.
You don't think so, huh?
Nah.
I mean, he
well,
not
his, by the way, it's not
that's
worth
not his bag.
It's not worth touching unless we get the facts, right? I mean, right now we're flying completely blind on this thing.
That's what everybody's talking about, though.
Yeah, it is. It is. But, it's not the stupidity I look for from the Sedano and Capsy show.
Right. I mean, I don't want to bore you, Mace. I mean, and will we get you today, like, via the app since you're not in studio yet and not getting into your car and driving home? Will we get you via the app?
You'll get him until 4:20.
And then it's over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't know, Cappy, when you're doing the show,
yeah,
you're not, and when you're at home,
mm-hmm.
what do you wear?
Oh, why, thank you for asking, first of all. right now,
uh-huh.
Mace, T-shirt, shorts.
Huh?
Bare feet, no panties.
Mace, yeah. are you going commando right now?
I'm shortless, commando, and sweatpants.
Yeah, figured as much.
Wait,
yeah.
You're shirtless?
I'm shirtless.
A couple weeks ago when the heat wave was happening, I did go shirtless one day, and I had this fan underneath my desk pointing directly up at me to kind of cool the midsection of the whole body.
Yep.
But today, no fan right now. Not yet, anyway.
I decided I'm going to start dressing like Pat McAfee and stand when I'm doing the show and
there
have cut-off T-shirt, something like that.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Jorge, hit the stager.
Get to bobbin.
Get to bobbin. All right, here we go. Woo, 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 woo. It's time for Supercross Talk, and Cappy's here. Sedano will join us in a minute here. I was listening to your show yesterday.
Okay. Was there something stupid said?
It was nonstop stupid.
Was it the part where I had to stop at the hotel in Irvine to go to the bathroom?
Yeah, that was stupid.
Wait a minute, did you do your show, like, from a mobile unit or something?
No, what happened is I was on my way home, I was heading south, this was on Monday night, mm-hmm. and my stomach was growling.
Not cooperating.
Right, yeah. And I had to get off the freeway, and then I had to, you know, find a hotel to use the bathroom, and people have now been discussing what is the best place to go to use a public bathroom.
Yes.
And so for me, I tell people all the time, hotel lobby is the best place you can go to.
Good spot, you're right.
Some people tell me that the best place is a department store, but I'm like, then I got to go into a mall, and I got to park, and I got to go into the department store, and I got to ask where the bathroom is. I mean, it's very easy to go into a hotel lobby. Some people say a Starbucks, but a lot of times at a Starbucks, you may need a key or a code.
Code, yeah.
Yeah, a gas station is usually dirty. Hotel's the best place.
Do you have fear of public bathrooms? I think, Ireland, you're afraid of public bathrooms, aren't you?
Yeah, I prefer not to use them.
See, I don't care.
Me neither, Mace.
Makes
I'm with
no
you.
Difference to me. Makes none whatsoever. Did you know when I used to drive back and forth between San Diego, and for a while there, I did Monday. I stayed in L.A. through Monday, went to San Diego for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, came back to L.A. on Friday. So I drove that route a lot of the time. And a lot of the time I would have a bottle in the car with me.
Okay,
and
what
I
kind
wouldn't
of bottle?
Stop at all, like an Aquafina bottle.
Aquafina?
And I would not stop at all.
Aquafina? You can't pee in an Aquafina bottle while you're driving.
You absolutely can. It can be done.
No, see, Mace, if you would have got the Waiakea, the Hawaiian volcanic water that I drink, big mouth openings to make your job a little easier.
Well, Aquafina has a big mouth opening.
Oh,
I didn't
why?
Know that.
Okay.
Yeah, big mouth. I mean, I couldn't, you know, Dasani.
Stop,
I mean, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, I'm seeing like this tiny little thing, you know? Really? Yeah. So that's how you do it, huh? You drive and you pee at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. No reason to stop.
No, I'm with that all day long. This was not number one. This was number two.
Yeah, sure. Oh, okay. Yeah.
You got anything on that?
No,
on that?
Then you gotta get the car and pull it right out. Get into that hotel and do your business.
Right. You know that the hotel I pulled into, they had a security arm like for parking. There was no parking at the front, like, hey, 10-minute check in kind of thing, nothing like that.
Right.
And I pull in, I'm like, oh my God, now I gotta get into the parking lot. First 30 minutes free. After the first 30 minutes, it starts with $26 per half hour.
Whoa!
Did you get in and out within 30 minutes?
27 minutes and 30 seconds, that a John
boy.
Ireland.
That a boy.
27 minutes and 30 seconds.
Well done.
On the dot.
Hotels are such a ripoff. I mean, you pay the hotel room, then you got a resort fee, then you got parking. It's like, it's such a scam. Hotels are a total scam.
Well, it's kind of like I was the other day, I flew on Spirit Airlines.
Oh, my God. That is like, you're like...
You voluntarily flew on Spirit Airlines?
There was really just no other flights that could get me to where I wanted to go at the time. Now, I will say this. When I tell you that I was supposed to land at LA at 11:06, I looked at my watch. We landed at 11:06 on the dot. So I have nothing bad to say about Spirit Airlines with regards to being on time. Now, I will say this.
How is the service?
I don't know. I slept both legs of the flight.
Okay.
But here's what I'll tell you. I walk up to the front. I'm about to go onto the plane. I have my backpack, and I have a rolly bag. And they said, you have to pay for the bag. And I'm like,
oh, that's a ripoff.
Wait a second. How much for a carry-on?
$30.
$50.
Okay. This is like Game of Games. Jorge?
Yes. 25.
Okay. Very good. Bergie?
45.
You guys are not going to believe this.
What?
$100.
To bring a carry-on on the plane?
And I said to the lady, I said,
what if you're
going to
put it under your seat?
It doesn't matter. Just to bring on a second bag. And I had my wheelie bag and my backpack on top of my wheelie bag. So she could see that I had two bags. So I said, wait, $100? And she's like, yeah, sorry. And I'm like, but wait a second. When I was downstairs and I was checking in at an agent, they said, do you have any thing that you want to check? I said, no. At no point does anybody say to me, okay, well, then because you have two bags, you're going to have to pay for one. I said, would it have been less expensive downstairs? Yes. And it would have been less expensive had you done it online in advance. Didn't know. $100
to
get on the plane.
That's a bait and switch.
That is a ripoff.
And I'm assuming they had overhead compartments, right?
They did indeed. Plenty of space. No problem.
Wow. That's very odd. Well, that's how Spirit then gets their money back. They discount the price of the airfare and then
everything.
Hitch up everywhere else.
That's the whole point. So, Mace, when you talk about hotels, and first it's like, ooh, I've got a room for $100 a night. And then you get there and they hit you with this fee and that fee and taxes for this. And then they hit you with parking. And all of a sudden you're like, my $100 hotel room turned into $250. I should have stayed at the nicer place where they don't charge you for this and this and this.
There you go.
I know. So Spirit, I was really bummed out. So on the second leg of the flight, because I got to Vegas and I had to then come to L.A., on the second leg, I carried my backpack over my shoulder, like on my shoulders, and then I had my rolly bag, and that nobody stopped me. Nobody said, hey, you got to pay for it, because instead of having two bags, I really only was carrying one bag. The other one was on my shoulders. So my dumbass.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like somebody's pulling a fast one there. Hey, Cap, you were just hanging out with the Cleveland Browns. They play again tonight at home against Pittsburgh. Do they win?
I think they do. As bad as it was, and it was a really, really bad loss against Joe Flacco and the Jets, there's no time to, like, sit around and whine about it. And the Steelers lost at home to New England, And so do you guys realize that, like, these guys play on Sunday?
Yep.
There's no practice this week at all. When my buddy who's the
offensive
coordinator,
they get Monday off.
Right. My buddy who's the offensive coordinator of the Browns, when he dropped me off at the airport on Monday morning at 5:30 a.m., he had his car packed with his pillows and his blankets. And I said, what are you doing? He goes, I won't go home all week. I said, what are you going to go to a hotel like right next to the facility? He said, no, I'm going to sleep in my office all week. Mm. So there's really no practice other than like a short maybe like walkthrough, I think, yesterday. And the coaches have to game plan the week before because they've got this Thursday game. So I think the advantage goes to the home team. So, and I'm also very, at this point, emotionally invested in the
Cleveland
Browns.
They're both really bad teams, though.
Well, they don't have quarterbacks.
Yeah, I mean, Jacoby Brissett, come on. I want to see Small Hands Kenny. Get Small Hands Kenny in there.
I think I would rather have Jacoby Brissett than Mitch Trubisky.
Small Hands.
Yeah, I'd rather be the Browns than the Steelers because you have Jacoby Brissett and you have Deshaun Watson coming down the pike.
But he's not there till
week 11.
Week 11 or 12, yeah. See, if I were the Steelers and I don't really think I'm a Super Bowl contender this year, what am I wasting time with Mitch Trubisky for? Have him be a backup.
Yep.
Have him be an insurance policy. You drafted a kid in the first round who in the preseason really had a nice – I mean, he really
was unbelievable.
Great, right.
Yeah.
So why not just play this kid?
Yeah, you're going nowhere. Why not play the kid? Even though he's got small hands. Small hands, Kenny.
Is that why he wears gloves?
Isn't that weird, though? I mean, we knew from – we call him Small Hands Kenny because, you know, they measured his hands and he had small hands. At the combine. And
idiot.
Now look, does hand size even matter?
I mean, come on. The guy had a really great decorated college career. And he had this great preseason. I'm not saying to you that he's going to the Hall of Fame, but, I mean, can he not grip the ball? Is that what you're telling me? Is that why he wears these gloves?
I don't know. You're an NFL guy. They do this combine with all this stupid stuff, like jump up and hit that thing and then run the shuttle race. And,
right. Hey, run over there.
And now
and hit
measure their hands. It's like none of these things matter. That's the thing that that I believe. None of these things matter. What matters is what's on that tape from your college career. And what matters is the way you play once you get there. I don't care about all the measurables. It's the intangibles that make a great quarterback.
Ah. Hey, mates.
Hey, mates.
Hey, we're getting a lot of reaction to Cappy's story about pulling over to go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so here we go. Brendan Craig. In-N-Out is the place to go. Open late, decent bathrooms. It's the spot. Mm. Beto and Whittier says, park bathroom in a pinch. Find a park.
Mm-hmm.
Hotels are not scams, Mason. You don't get reward points on Airbnb, and I get points and comps from Marriott Bonvoy.
Right, but you're at the same time, you're paying a resort fee. It's like, okay, so if you go online and you get a room right now, it'll give you a price. Then once you get there, they'll say, oh, yeah, there's a
They'll
resort
nickel
fee.
And dime you, yeah.
And then they'll say, oh, and by the way, there's no parking, so it's going to cost you X amount to park. It's like it is a total scam. Once they get you in, they can get anything from you.
John Ireland, here's another one from Aaron Gomes, who says, as a home health clinician, grocery stores are pound for pound the best public bathrooms to use. Yeah, grocery stores are good, but again, I was on the freeway and I got off right at John Wayne Airport and I turned right and the closest thing was all these hotels. And I'm just a big believer that hotel lobbies are the best place because I think they have the cleanest bathrooms.
Yeah, yeah.
But a grocery store is okay.
Is Sedano just taking the day off? Does he not believe in super? Has he lost faith in super crosstalk?
Hey, no, good. I did not lose faith.
Oh, there he is.
Damn thing to work for some reason.
What was this?
You're having Comrex issues?
Yeah, I had to. I reached. It wouldn't like actually show me the screen with the different like Comrex channels or whatever.
Yeah. So I was. I told this story earlier, George, and you'll appreciate this. You know, if I could pick any job in the world in sports and be that guy, for some reason, I've always wanted to be a baseball closer. I think baseball closer is a really good job.
It is so high leverage.
I've got this little Fredo ball. My dog has this little ball toy kind of thing. And I put blue tape on the wall in front of me, and I've been throwing strikes all day long, just throwing strikes as if I was a closer.
Okay. Now, are you good in like emergency high leverage type situations?
Yeah, I'm kind of like Evan. I'm like the Evan Phillips of any pitching.
Okay. Now, let me ask Ireland that question since he's worked with you for 20 years. Ireland, do you believe that Mason is good when everything is going haywire?
No.
That's total garbage, by the way.
Yeah. Total garbage. But, Mace, I think you left out a job that's better than closer.
Okay. What is it?
A job in sports that's better than closer.
What's that? Pinch, the voice of the Lakers?
No, pinch hitter. Think about it. Nobody really expects you to get a hit.
Great point.
And you make the major league minimum, which now is like $1 million. If you get a hit, everyone's like shockingly surprised.
Yeah.
And you maybe play, I don't know, twice a week.
Yeah.
And like Manny Mota had the greatest job ever because it's not like they put him in as a late inning defensive replacement. I don't even think he had a glove. They just brought him in to hit. And if he got a hit or got on base, he was a hero. And if he didn't, everybody said, well, you know, you can't sit on a bench for 2.5 hours and then come in cold and expect him to get a hit. He'll, you know, blah, blah, blah. Pinch hitter's the best job in all of sports, I think. Cap,
well,
do
that's,
you?
If you but nobody talks about the pinch hitter afterwards.
Nobody's like, oh, if he gets a hit, they do.
Yeah, they do. But the closer, he comes out every game and you play a really cool piece of music.
Yeah, but if you're like Craig Kimbrell and you bomb half the time, then everyone hates you.
Whoa! Did you see this picture in the Sedano and Cap circle of trust of you, Mason? This is a young Steve Mason here.
Is there
really
a
good picture?
Steve Mason?
It's an upper deck. You're in like Chargers gear,
Mace. It's the old school 690 pick.
Yeah, the Big Show. Who is the Big Show?
That was Mason and I.
Oh, it was called the Big Show?
It was called the Big
Show.
Well,
BS, we called it for, you know.
that's a good picture.
No,
man,
I think he was trying to send that out the other day, George, when he was trying to drum up votes as being more handsome than me.
Right, which you won in an overwhelming fashion.
In a landslide, yes. Yeah. But with his Twitter followers. Mason, the other picture you sent out, which I thought would get you some votes, was your kind of poser SteveMason.com picture. You remember that one?
Yeah, that was my
You look like you're a Good Morning America host in that shot.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Mace, this 690 picture back in the day, what year do you think this is? Late
90s? 1994?
94, 95.
Oh, this is like when the Chargers were like really good back then in the 90s.
Yeah,
94 was the year the Chargers went to the Super Bowl.
Right, Stan Humphries.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good picture, though, the SteveMason.com. But there are acting pictures out there that are funnier. I had some manager who was, like, trying to get me all posy. I'm just not a posy
person. Don't you feel like you might want to have your hair dark like that again, or are you completely satisfied and happy with the whitish-grayish hair?
Completely satisfied. This is what you get. Now, I did dye my eyebrows.
Cappy, you dye your hair, right?
I do.
Yeah.
Why? Although recently... I have been getting the whole, you know, the salt and pepper looks better kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I've kind of let it go a little bit. I haven't had it colored in quite some time. Mm-hmm. Last time it happened, we got a bottle of Just for Men, and I think we got the wrong color, and my hair was kind of like orange.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, that happened to Colin.
He's a cowherd. Yeah, definitely.
When he first started his TV show, he tried. His hair was going gray, and he tried to dye it brown, and it came out purple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he looked like the Texas Longhorns mascot. Like,
yeah,
basically, like
he was like goofy.
Like, yeah.
Hey, Cap, listen to this. Somebody just texted. Spirit Airlines charged me $10 for a host to check me in versus free check-in at the kiosk.
No way.
So in other
that's
words,
insane.
So in other words, if he would have checked in at the kiosk, it was free. But he walked 5 feet to the right and had them check him in, and they charged him $10.
It's so funny because I went to their app, and I tried to check in on the app so I could get the electronic ticket on my phone. Couldn't do it. Tried to use their website. Couldn't do it. Thought my flight got canceled, so I got to the airport like an hour and a half early. And when I got to the desk, I said, hi, I've been trying to check in. I haven't been able to do it. The guy said, well, where are you going? I said, Los Angeles. He said, well, that's because you're late. And I said, wasn't the flight at 6:45 a.m.? It's 5 a.m. He's like, oh, you're going to Las Vegas and then you're going to L.A. I mean, it was like one of those old places they used to have, Dick's Last Resort, where the waiters and waitresses are like intentionally angry with you, and it's supposed to be funny.
They got attitude.
Right. The Spirit Airlines people who work there, I think they don't have just got a lot of attitude. A
lot of attitude.
All right. Speaking of attitude, Sedano and Cap are coming next. Super Crosstalk is brought to you by Coors Light. Keeping Southern California chill all season long.
And stay tuned for stupidity.
Tons of it.
With Shidano and Cappy. We're back tomorrow at 1, 710 ESPN.
Hey, Mace. Hey, Mace, I think I got something here.
Hey, Mace.